Yvonne, tell me, what is TechRev?
TechRev is a program that aims to act as a platform to recognize the many achievements that technology companies in Southern Alberta have had around the world as investment opportunities, as producers of new technologies that change the lives and the work of many people around the world, and as employers also, as a good source of income, as employment for many of the highly qualified people that we have in our province.
Now, you're one of the founders of TechRev.
Right. Calgary Technologies was one of the three founding partners of TechRev. About 4 years ago, the City of Calgary, through Calgary Economic Development, Calgary Technologies Inc., and the Government of Alberta, through Alberta Advanced Education and Technology, were the founding partners of this initiative.
And why do you think we need this?
The notion of a need of such program, and it's interesting that we ended up settling for a PR program, a public relations program for the industry, comes from the fact that most of our clients and most of the technology companies at any stage of development require financing to grow and to get to new markets and expand their capacities. And our province is a province with a lot of resources, financial resources. However, the people with those financial resources are used to energy, oil and gas, and such deals. Therefore, they are not very comfortable with the deals or the opportunities for investment in the technology sector. And we know, in our capacity as an economic development agency, with many of our colleagues, we know of plenty of success stories. But those success stories are somewhat shadowed or eclipsed by the large investment opportunities in energy. So we believe that there is value for investors in the technology sector, and the role of this program is to bring this technology adoption and the investment success stories to the forefront of attention.
Well, I was having a look at your list of members on the advisory council for TechRev, and it's very impressive. Who's involved?
We have striking a very good mix of large corporations, small and medium enterprises, early stage entrepreneurs, and investors. So we have three individuals that are members of investment companies, a few of those that are members of large corporations like IBM and TELUS, some of them that are companies in the growth stage, so medium-sized enterprises, and a few also that are emerging companies. So I think they all bring a lot of value to the perspective of what is that we need to do to achieve our objectives. And also, at the end of the day, when we're talking about the TechRev innovators, they are all part of a selection committee that brings different viewpoints to what is that we should value to pick those innovators.
Now, September 16th marks the TechRev Innovators 2010 Showcase. What's happening at this?
At this date, what we're doing is that we're unveiling the 2010 list of TechRev innovators. And this initiative is a recognition platform. What we do is we put a call throughout our networks and all the people that we know and some media partners. We put a call for nominations early in the year, around March. And it's very easy to nominate a company. We just request the nominator to provide us with a website, a company name, and perhaps a contact. And we connect with those companies. We let them know they have been nominated. And we ask them to fill a survey. And this survey gives us a lot of information about growth, both in markets, revenue, and number of employees, key technologies, number of patents, intellectual property, and so forth. And based on those criteria, the selection committee picks the ones that have shown through the past year a lot of growth and show potential for development in the coming years. And the event is about unveiling the list. And this year we have 10 companies at different stages of growth. And we just want to share with our high-tech community from Southern Alberta the names of those companies, remember the companies that were picked last year, and sort of have a great networking event to rejoice on the many accomplishments that the technology sector has had on the last year.
How many companies were nominated?
This last process, starting this March, we saw 304 companies being nominated.
Well, 300, and then you have to winnow that down to 10. How on earth did you do that?
Well, that is very difficult. There is a lot of merit and a lot of great things have happened last year. What we do normally is that first we take a look at the growth numbers, which is really the main, the key point in which we base all our selection. So we look for companies that, as I mentioned, had revenue growth, expanded to new markets, have hired more people, and have had key milestones like investment, both family and friends and professional investment. And we look at those numbers, and we also try to look and understand what are their markets. So companies with large growth in the last year that are poised for growth this year, and they're working in markets that are expanding and they're large in size, we pick those companies. And it was difficult. There is always some great ones that you leave out, but the selection committee settled for 10 this year, and we're really happy of the list.
Can you give me an idea of the different areas that these 10 companies cover?
Yes, these companies work in areas of alternative technologies, they work in IT, they work in IT hardware, IT software, they also work in areas of mobility, and probably I'm going to leave it at that point. We have made a pact of not revealing the names of the companies until the event itself. We have 30 companies that are shortlisted, and we want them all to be there and to share with us the joy of all their accomplishments and the accomplishments of the 304 companies that applied this year.
How else do you profile these companies?
We have the help of the Mount Royal University Communications Program, with the enrolling some of their students. One of the objectives is to provide a detailed profile of the accomplishment of these companies to everybody that wishes to learn about that, and to all our colleagues in the government and economic development agencies, so these companies can be promoted in Canadian and foreign markets. And their accomplishment can serve as inspiration for other early upcoming entrepreneurs and other companies. The profiles will be available as of Friday morning in our website, techrev.ca. And they are free to use. They are in public domain release. So all those profiles are available to anybody that wishes to do that. And also, we feature those companies with the many different media contacts that we have, such as yourself and all your colleagues that are interested in the high-tech sector news.
Well, thank you very much, Yvonne.
Thank you, Cheryl. And I would like to thank you for all the work that you have done over the years, and the Innovation Anthology keeps pushing the innovation and the high-tech sector agenda forward, and making your listeners to value both the economical and the employment opportunities that are associated with this sector. And we're sure that over time, your listeners and the citizens of Alberta are going to understand that the high-tech sector is a valuable contributor to the economy in this province.
Well, thank you.
Have a great afternoon.